Blog Talk Radio.
So I heard the line in, down at PMS is like really long to use the straightener and shit. Is that true?
It's always long.
I was gonna go down there, but yeah, I heard. I just
it's
wanted
like
to.
An hour
some,
in line.
I just wanted to do some fucking yay in the bathroom. I didn't want to wait forever to straighten my hair.
So
hey, Bill, how are you? Oh my God,
yeah,
I miss you so much. How you been? Well, we should hang out sometime. MySpace me for sure. What the fuck? You can totally see his fucking crack. Oh my God.
I know, what the fuck? I mean, you guys, I wrote one with a fucking shark.
I know, fucking SSSS. This is Chris fucking Donovan. Don't get mad, Jeffree Star, because I made you snort a lot of my cum while I fucked you in the ass. For sure, maybe. For sure, not. For sure, eh. For sure, bomb. You'll jump at a stoplight. Do drugs on the dashboard. Look at the mess we made tonight. Kick out the cylinder. Kick out the cylinder. And fuck me in the lectures. Fuck me in the lectures. Window, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
That's right. Shut the fuck up. Welcome to Heart and Soul Healing with your host, the Dream Teacher, everybody. A little bit of an angst ish mood, I guess you could say. So if you want to call in and get some advice, that's totally all right. The number to call in tonight is 646-727-2870. I have a feeling that some people that are not welcome on BTR will be here this evening. So I'm ready to dish it out, and it's going to be quite interesting. So I'm going to play some songs till more people arrive. And make this a little heavy, shall we? Where are all my scandalous songs? I don't have any. Are you from Rome? I think I deleted them all. Yeah, I went and cleaned up all my stuff. But I was here if somebody needed help. Yeah, we need a different vibration level. We need to raise this shit up. All right, so let me get this out first, and then we'll play another song, and then we'll do readings. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to take an emergency phone call. Hello, Tammy, you're on the air.
Thanks. You sound depressed.
No, I'm just in a mood.
Aw, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine, yeah.
I got a good song for you.
What's that?
Here, I'll play it. Let me see. I got to wait a little bit. You might like it. Here it is. Do you like this song?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, listen.
Thank you. Okay, sorry, Tammy. I had to put you on mute. You cannot hear me, and that is, it sounds like a train wreck is happening. But isn't it that one song? It's all right, all right, all right. Okay. Are you there? Let's find out. It's still going. Okay. Hi, Kalina. It's good to see you here. I'm sorry I couldn't make it into the chat room last night, but glad you were listening somehow. It was an intense show last night. Friggin', we got all these prankers now, and they're making me salty. So I'm ready for them. I'm ready. Apparently, the problem got removed. But who knows? Honestly, who knows? Let's see if she's still playing the song. Tammy? Hello, Tammy?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I just think that was a good
so
song.
Loud. I like that song. That's a good song, though.
Okay, here. You got to listen to it, because this is definitely a song I feel that my angel should have you listen to. I'll post it here. Phoenix.
Okay, good idea. Good idea. Mm-hmm.
You want me to put it in private?
Yeah, that's fine. Or you can just put it in the chat, let everybody know what we're talking about.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Oh, thank you, Kalina. It was the most insane dream ever. It was so crazy. But it was like a story, wasn't it? The way I told it and the way it felt, it was just like a story. I totally could have made it into some kind of short movie or something. It would be so cool. So what's Phoenix 1901? Is that a song?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Phoenix 1901. Is that a song?
Yeah, you'll love it. That's who sings it, Phoenix, in a song called 1901. It just reminds me about your life and what you're going through right now. Your girlfriend, been away. Oh, you'll love it. It's just so much about your life and what's going on, and I think you're going to fall in love with this song. Since we're both connected.
Oh, Kalina, I'm totally in the process of writing several books, actually. Not sure where they're going or what's happening with them. I just write. I pick a book, one of them, and I just start writing whenever I feel the...
Oh, okay, wonderful. Who are you going through to do this?
Oh, I have no idea. I might self-publish it. I might go through a company. I'm not sure.
Okay, because you can go through Publish America, and it's $350, and there was a local write-up in a paper where everyone's going through Publish America.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be really good. I mean, you could probably Google it right now, and you give them a little bit of feedback, and then they have somebody work with you, edit the books.
Wow.
Yeah, it's check it out.
Definitely. I still have to do a lot more writing, though, but hopefully I'll have my first one out by the end of this year, if not the beginning of next year.
Yeah, but write that down. But you seem really depressed tonight. What the hell's going on?
Nothing. I'm just getting bogged down by people's negative energy. Gotta lift my spirits up tonight.
Well, you know, you're not from this planet, and you're a beautiful soul. We're so connected, you know. I just think that I don't know what's wrong with us. I just really feel like we're not here.
Well,
don't belong
here.
I want to tell you something right now. My left wrist is cold right now. This means that male spirit is holding your wrist. Let me know what you feel right there.
I have my bracelet on, but that's about it.
Okay. Well, here's what I want you to do. If you hold out both arms, tell me if your left arm at least gets cold, but I want you to pay attention right to the wrist.
Actually, my right wrist gets cold.
Oh, that's strange.
See, when you were telling me about that, you'd say everything that happened to... it was the opposite size for me, which was interesting.
What do you mean?
Like when you said you felt pressure on your left shoulder, you felt that thing on your left shoulder and arm, okay. I felt it on my right. And like you felt that on your left wrist, I felt it on my right wrist.
Well, then here's the strange thing. I know like with me, you know, because I'm a sensitive, I could feel what's around a person. Left usually means a man. Right means when my right gets cold, it's a female. Now, a left could mean that either you're a practitioner or
there's somebody who has put a curse on you, like you have a familiar spirit around you or something.
So well, I doubt anything has cursed me.
No, I doubt that. I highly doubt that, but it could be somebody, I don't know, maybe you tick somebody off, but I really think this is a male ghost because he's right, you know, my wrist would be cool like this. This is somebody that's coming through with love.
I don't know. That's a very interesting
So we
thing.
Spoke about this before, but I think you're just going to have to give us time a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But the sad thing is, I really feel that you two belong together, but he doesn't see that.
I don't think it's a belonging together. It's just a helping each other out kind of thing.
Yeah, but it can lead to more. But, you know, how they say love is blind, it sure is, you know.
I think so, maybe sometimes. But I don't know. I find it interesting because here I sit telling people advice, giving you advice about relationships and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am. I'm not in a successful relationship, you know. How am I supposed to know? And it's just, I don't know. I just know. I just know things. I can tell other people about everything. And that's not a secret.
Well, we can never read ourselves, and everybody knows that. You know, I have a lot of psychics and mediums as friends that, you know, can't read themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I can't. I can do cards, but that's about it. And
yeah, because this gift isn't meant for, you know, this gift isn't meant for ourselves. It's meant for other people. I think you're in a very sad situation. I think that if he doesn't wake up to you, that he's going to die or end up in a mental institution. And it's very sad, but you can only do so much. I think you're going to have to just bless him right now and just let him go. And you know that old saying, if you love someone, set it free or something, if it comes back to you, know, blah, 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 all that horse shit.
Exactly. Well, I'm just into the mode where I don't care anymore.
Yeah, and if he comes back to you, then it's meant to be. But I think you're going to be happy either way, just as long as he's in your life. And I don't know. I don't think you're ever going to be happy as long as she's around. She's just dumb. I really don't like this person, to be honest with you.
I know. I think you're filling my head with all these crazy things. Now you got me feeling all crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I can do that.
I am a hopeless romantic, so it's...
Oh, aren't we all?
I get heavy.
And I would hate for you, like, okay, because we have another person in the room, so I have to kind of, like, keep it at a low key what we were talking about. But what you were talking about before, you know, going to these California and that, you know, these people that were... I don't want to see that happening because you're much better than that. Because the thing about you is you have a golden heart, and that's something that nobody could buy. And you have to realize that about yourself, that you have a golden heart. And you can't be just, how do I say this? I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. I can't let people use it because if they don't deserve it, you know, and money's not going to buy that, I would agree.
Yeah,
but
money could never buy your heart and what you have. And I think you sell yourself low, and I think you have a low self-esteem and don't really see how beautiful you really are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Like, I only see things through the reflection of other people. And that's how I see part of myself, is through other people. That's why I always tell them, like, you know, I need a good person to bounce stuff back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, I really think that you think you're a piece of shit, and you're not.
Yeah, lightweight. I mean, I'm not doing anything, though. Here's the thing. Like, I don't work. I've been looking for work, but I can't do what my whole family has done. I can't just settle for a job where I'm going to work 9 to 5.
Oh, please. I know what you mean. I am the poorest member of the family.
You know, like, I want to have a fulfilling life, and in that, yeah, so we have to work. I'm all right with that. But I'm not going to work for something that I don't like or believe in. And
yeah.
I have to, if it's going to be a career, it's something I'm going to do for the rest of my life, and it's going to be something that I pretty damn well enjoy, you know?
I know. I feel horrible too because, you know, I come from a family of millionaires. I'm the black sheep. I'm the one who sees ghosts. Everything's a hey, there's a ghost here. They're, oh, you're crazy, you know. Until I'm right. But, you know, my boyfriend's supportive, and he's like, you know what, quit your job. So I quit my job after 10 years and went after my dream of being a psychic medium and intuitive, and I don't even get paid anything because I don't want to, you know. And I'm not really even that good. All I can do is tell somebody, hey, you have a ghost on you. It's a male or female. I can't feel nothing else.
How do you think you can develop that?
To be honest with you, I don't think I want to.
No? Because
after my car accident, I see a lot of things. I've actually worked with law enforcement one time.
Oh, that would be fun.
And, you know, they're all telling me, you're going to be a psychic detective for law enforcement. I don't want nothing to do with law enforcement. It's too corrupt.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was, and then, oh, I met this guy. Oh, I love Bobby G. And then there's this guy. What's his name? Dennis Barnes. Well, I was talking to her, and he's always in her room. I think this man wants me to study under him. And he's gorgeous. Oh, he's gorgeous. Of course he's from the UK. Well, I love older men anyway. But anyway, thank God I'm in a, I can't believe I'm in a relationship, but I'm so, I don't know. Well, I'm 37, never been married, no kids. I have these, I don't know, I'm not even from this world. I'm from somewhere else. I think we both are, you know. We're dreamers, you know.
For
and
sure.
we can't manifest anything. So we have all these talents. Oh, you're not going to believe this. You ready? Guess who's around me right now?
Who's that?
Jim Morrison.
Really?
Yes, he's been around me for probably, let me guess, 3 years? That's my soulmate. That's why I've never been married and never had kids. So once I learn to open up my gifts, he's going to tell me all of his wonderful songs.
Wow.
And
well, look me up. I can write some good songs.
I think that you were actually me and Jim's child.
Really?
It could be.
That'd be so crazy. My birth is an interesting one, I'll tell you that. Well, my conception, I should say.
I'm serious. You could be me and Jim Morrison's child. Oh, my God, is he gorgeous. And, you know, I don't want to believe all this stuff. Oh, he was a, who cares what he was? He was just a free spirit. I do believe he was murdered, but I do believe that that one song that he wrote, he came to me in a dream, and he really did do something to that hitchhiker.
I don't even know. I don't know the whole
story.
Yeah,
when he wrote that song, what the hell is that song? See, look, he's making me all scatterbrained now. See, he don't want me to talk about this. So I won't talk about it. So he did do something bad, and he wrote a song about it. And he was just high on drugs. But I think I'm going to come back and, you know, really help him out. Oh, is he hot? Has to be probably one of the most sexiest men that ever walked this planet.
Wow.
He should have never been with that Pam. Never. She was a bitch. But then again, I was only what? I was in my diapers?
Yeah, right.
So maybe you were me and Jim's child, and this is why you have all these... can you imagine me and you calling in to a medium show?
Oh, my gosh.
They'd probably hang up on us.
Yeah, probably.
They probably say, oh, I can't take this anymore. Well, why not? We've already caught up. Where have we been? Indigos, Star Child, this and that. You're from another planet. But I really think I'm going to be a channeler.
I think so. I think you should develop that. I'm going to pull a card for that.
I know. I think about the only thing I could channel is a six-pack.
It's going to be like your child. It's totally going to be like your child, like your thing that you can take care of, the thing that you can nurture and love. And
oh, I really believe we're highly gifted.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
And nobody understands us, so we end up walking a lonely life.
No, but see, that's the nice thing about Blog Talk Radio, the people joining us in the chat room and on the phones, they're feeling the same walk of life that we are, and I think that's one of the most important things about BCR is that us people find a place to relate and find other people to relate to.
Well, we all have bills, we all have this, we all have that, you know, and gifted people aren't understood. You know, like we're gifted, and I can read people really good. I was in, Journey into the Light with Michael Long. Okay,
yeah.
Everybody knows his real name is David Michael Long. And we all know that he had a bad rap. He was just a guy whose business failed. But asking for donations isn't wrong. He's a wonderful man. And, you know, in the beginning, I should have trusted my intuition. And this is where I screwed up. I should have trusted my intuition, you know. He isn't doing anything wrong. Then I turned. And then, you know, my friend who's a psychic medium said, no, you're wrong. He really was a man who fell on his ass, and he lost so much, more than any of us could own in a lifetime.
Wow.
Fell on his ass, and then this is how he found all of this in spirituality and mediums and psychics and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked for donations because he doesn't run a 1 or 2 hour show. He runs a 4 hour, you know, 16, 20 hours a week.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just feel bad because I shook his hand with my right, and I stabbed him in the back with my left, and I should have never done that.
Yeah.
But tonight I did a good job with using my intuitive abilities and helping him out, trying to run his room the best that I can, because he doesn't deserve that.
No. I think
None
I got a couple of those prankers in the room right now. Actually, they left. But I feel like
yeah, I know. I actually, everyone I don't know, I just put them on ignore because we don't need this shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how much evidence we're going to need with Michelle White Dove backing him up and, you know, the mediums that I know and everything else. He's just a man who fell on his ass and found spirituality. Came on Blog Talk Radio and this is what saved his life. People
yeah,
like us, gifted, you know, gifted people like us. And you can very well put a donation page on your thing saying, hey, look, I'm up against it, whatever, you know, help me out. Because I'm going to tell you, you would make a good person for having a donations page.
Who?
You, because I've seen you spend at least a half hour, sometimes up to 40 minutes with the person. And nothing,
I know, just $1.
And nothing should be free. I mean, you should not be, with the gift that you have, doing this stuff for free. They should at least give a donation.
I mean,
and
there's places you can do so, but I don't ever offer, or I don't have to ask for it. That's all. The most donations I get is the karma coming back around for me is when I help
well,
somebody.
Well, that's true, but I mean, they should at least, you know, do something, even $2. You know,
well,
I don't think any.
That's the thing.
People think with this gift, everything should be free. But you know what? If you want to think that way, hey, God bless you.
Yeah.
You know, because I think
I
the same way, too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it just depends. I don't know, but what we're going to do is take a caller. Do you want to stay on, or do you want me to put you on mute?
What, to stay on the talk?
We're going to, I think they want a reading, I don't know.
Oh, no, they might, well, make sure they're not an asshole. If they're going to get cocky, maybe I ought to tell them off.
All right, well, I'm going to put you on mute first, and then.
Yeah,
cool,
fill them out, and then we'll just say, hey, man, you know.
Cool, I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay.
All right. We're going to put on area code 574. Please tell me your name and thank you. Hang on a second. 574, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is E.T.
Oh, hey, E.T., how are you?
Hey, okay. Hey, I took your advice and checked out that Jenna, and she is a fake.
Yeah, I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Does she have, like, short, curly hair?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, I know exactly who that is.
That's
her picture, anyways. What was that?
That's her picture, anyways. It's actually a guy
in
France.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. Well, actually, it turns out, I'll tell you a little something. I ended up scamming him. I didn't mean to do it, but I was getting a report from him, well, her, and had it sent to my email. Well, then the payment, I told him to accept it on my PayPal account, and I didn't know there was not enough money in there. Turns out it didn't pay for it, and they're like, oh, you didn't pay for this, blah, 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 but I got the entire reading for free.
And oh, no way.
Yeah, I did. And I think it was just a return of energy, you know what I mean? As if he's scamming people, then I kind of cheated him out of $60, too, you know what I mean?
Right. Comes around, goes around, they always say.
And you know what? You can totally tell. It's like this automated email where it just fills in certain stuff. There's certain transits.
Yeah, I found a pissed-off consumer website, and they had a copy of what they had sent them, and it was the same thing I have. They just had my name in there instead of theirs.
Yep, exactly. I hope he learned his lesson through me. Well, guess not.
Right?
I'm still emailing you.
Yeah. And it says if you try to stop them from sending you emails, it takes you to a bogus website, so you can't even stop them, so I just delete it.
There you go. Well, I'm glad that you listened. I'm glad that you didn't follow through with that. There are legit people out there somewhere. It just sucks, like I said before, you have to use your intuition to get an intuitive reading, you know? How ironic is that? So, would you like a reading this evening?
Yes, I would.
Good stuff. Now, do you want to do a regular fortune card reading, or do you want the angel cards?
Angel cards.
All right, good choice. Okay, so with the angel cards, they are split up into heart and soul. So what we're going to do first is we're going to do the heart, which is aided by Archangel Shekinah. And this is the feminine aspect. She surrounds the earth. She gives us, I think sometimes she's known as Mother Earth, just that divine energy. The earth has its own energy, but then angels help to watch over it. So what I need you to do first is I need you to access higher heart, and by doing so, I need you to say your first name, your full first name, 3 times out loud for me, please.
Okay. Tina, Tina, Tina.
All right, beautiful. The card I pulled is, I think they call it Star Bowl. If not, it is the very first card, which means to begin, learn, multiply, and guidance. Okay? This card symbolizes oneness, which is Alpha and Omega, beginning and endgame. You are on your own new beginning within heart. Okay? Picture shimmering yellow cascade that gilds your solar chakra to empower your will regarding this new immense opportunity, for it will be infinitely more important for your heart and soul than any that have gone before. Make sure you seek wise counsel, for it can lead to unimaginable new heights. Imagine a bull's head, and on top of the head, in between the horns, is the star of Venus. They are both symbolic of your soaring potential. When you engender a left, which is guidance, learn, begin, and multiply, if you correctly use it, it will multiply manifold, and not only for you, for all the people around you, and for Mother Earth and all below. Through gradually sowing your own shining seeds, it will provide vital heart and soul nourishment for those who are awaiting abundance. All right. So let's see what type of new beginning is happening for you. Okay, it's definitely some kind of event. It could be something foreign. It depends on this next card I draw, which is a ring. Okay, I think there's going, are you any much, like, anywhere related to foreign affairs, like foreign issues, people that are from abroad?
No, I'm going to be going to college next month.
Are you really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the mountain suggests big events and sometimes things that are far away. And then I pulled the ring, which is strong bonds and relationships. So I think you have some good new bonds to make in this whole new beginning with you. And it's going to seem like a mountain. Obviously, college definitely seems like this mountain where you have to climb up and up and up and up. And, you know, you'll get to the peak eventually, but it takes a minute. And I think what you can look forward to is the strong bonds and new relationships that you're going to create at school. So I think that's
It's cool. In Arizona, but I'm doing it online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, now here's the thing about online class. I love online classes. I was enrolled in one of myself, but then financial aid fell through. But you really get to interact with all of the students because you have to make certain posts, you know, every day or every week. You have to talk to certain people, and it's actually a really great way to interact and communicate with people and to network. I'm sure you like networking and doing all that fun stuff. So that'll be very good for you. I think you're going to like that. So let's see what kind of healing is offered for heart for you with this new beginning. Okay, Water of Life Healing is the card that I pulled. what this is, the guardians for this are people that I've never heard of, so I don't know. there are things I haven't heard of, like Fuel, Horvitat, Rampal, Sacred White Ice, Dolphin with Pearl, Cleansing, Healing, and Balancing with these angels and Water of Life. Yeah, I'm not aware about any of those yet, so. But the Water of Life has actually come up a lot recently, and I don't know why. I think, I don't know, I'll make my own hypothesis after your reading, but this will help you to aid in three ways. If you've been through a difficult time emotionally, if your zodiac is fire and you need water balance, or if you are a water sign. The water of life.
Gemini.
Oh, you're a Gemini?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Of course, the twin. So.
That's what I thought.
what the water of life can do is it can help you wash away and transmute emotional energy blocks. And then you can replenish them with colors of creation. And those you'll see inside. But picture the spiritual alchemy of sacred white ice that will help to eradicate your past life programming and preventing retrieval of ancient wisdom and oneness. So let's see. What I need you to do is close your eyes and follow the breath that this is given. Now, this is a direct message from the angels, and this is for you. So make sure you notice what key points stick out for you and where your attention is drawn, okay, because it's just for you. Make sure you follow the breath and keep your eyes closed until it's finished.
Okay.
I breathe your mysterious sacred energy into heart and thymus and hold your water of life vibrations to travel to the aquamarine chamber in Templemer. Your cool blue-green living crystal healing fractals cascade over me, then spiral down through crown, organically cleansing and balancing all chakras while bringing emotional peace. If I am ready to reach oneness, I enter the white ice of alchemy, where all spiritually limiting threads are cut and past vows released. My hidden pearl within is refined. Through water of life, the pure spring of my loving dolphin wisdom flows again for all. All right. So let's see what kind of retrieval that you have and what things that you're cutting off from. Okay. I think you lost in probably some deep emotional blocking, some emotional upheaval, lost an inner child. And I think you're going to regain that back. I think that's what your attention is being drawn to right now, is you need to get that back. And also, going to school helps you to feel very young. You know, you're learning, and a state of learning is usually associated with a child. Well, of course, it doesn't have to be. You know, it's everybody's learning every single day. And it's all right to take on that childlike state because that's the best, most receptive way to learn. And I think some kind of honor is going to come to you. or some kind of invitation or an idea. But the moon, I just pulled the moon, and it's next to the child, which suggests an honor that will come to you. So it could be within a new idea, and it would just be this honor that is something only for you and only you're going to understand. Okay? So we're going to move on to Soul Quest, and we're going to work with Archangel Metatron here, working with the crown chakra and beyond into the angel stargaze. So what I need you to do, again, just one more time, and say your name three times for me.
Okay. Tina, Tina, Tina.
Okay. Okay, and this card has to deal with the Zodiac. It's an infinite card, so just keep the word infinite in mind. This card is called Pisti Sophia, and the symbol that they offer you is called Zelet, which is two halves, wholeness, and gateway. Let's see, it's about physical and spiritual balance, finding wholeness, true balance, and harmony with all. As Heavenly Mother, this card, it wraps the starry pattern of your zodiac template, but is not fixed and may be transmuted by light through allowing love and heart to inform all that you do. Counsels you that exploration of your true potential via the angel rulers of your own zodiac sign, its elemental energies, and its planet of influence will be best. Together, it will help for you to overcome any obstacles, even within self, to achieve true heart. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. I just got all fuzzy again. It's the clapping,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, there are two zodiacs corresponding to the two light spectrums. You have a soul that can link to dolphin energy. It's pretty ironic that we pulled the dolphin card previous, the water of life healing. So for you, trust in the 13th sign, the 13th zodiac sign, and they call this Ophiuchus, so you can do your own research on that. Let's see, Delphinius connects you through water of life, which was the card you pulled previously, to the pure angelic light zodiac, which offers you calmness, clarity, and harmony through access to the power of air and water signs in perfect balance. So I think the water is helping you to be balanced with the air, and especially with this, it's helping to aid your soul quest. So let's see where and how the balance can be achieved for you in soul. Okay, definitely cutting things out of your life, cutting out bad ways of thinking. I believe the previous card talked about that, cutting out emotional blocks. And
right.
I think you can take that to heart. And once you do that for heart, it moves into soul. Because when you do the work with the heart, it's actually the same as soul, except the difference is soul is helping to heal other people. And then another card, okay, is the woman. Okay. There could be, I feel like there could be a woman that may need to be cut out. Otherwise, it would be the weak, kind of, how do I explain this? Very dainty, oh man, what's the word that I'm looking for? It's like, I don't know, just weak. I just feel like weak. Cut out the weakness. Realize that all weakness is just pain leaving the body. Excuse me. All pain is weakness leaving the body. And, you know, more pain that one goes through, the stronger and stronger you become. You know, you can't
right.
be strong. You can't know the good without experiencing the bad.
Right.
All right, so let's move on to the stargates. And they gift you, with the Advanced Aquamarine Chamber. That's funny, I got this one today, too. What this is balancing water and fire energy. but do you help mankind and Earth's waters and life forms? If you have achieved Emerald Ruby and Anthus gem cell, you reach the step and can aid the angels, for your soul quest involves using alchemy vibrations of fire and water of life. All right, so what I need you to do again, close your eyes, breathe as they tell you to breathe, and then hold on to the messages that are significant for you. Certain things will stick out, and that's what you're supposed to pay attention to.
Okay.
Through oneness, I breathe and hold your sacred in-breath. And on my out-breath, purest vibration of aquamarine angelic light spirals down to anchor in my heart's diamond flower. With Swan, I travel on these spirals into the temple mirror I call Sahedron Chamber to sit on the aquamarine throne. Above is Bull of Alpha and Omega, below Flower of Life pattern. Metatron and Shekinah take the Grail and Star and place them in my heart. My own dance of 6 and 5 reaches water and fire alchemy empowerment. As I pledge to raise spiritual awareness, to help heal hearts of mankind, Mother Earth, and all her waters and life forms, and the 4 rivers of Eden, pour into the Grail continuously, healing me also. I send them out through to hearts. I am fire and water of life, and servants of love and light. All right, so let's see what healing you can project out. And how you can help to raise spiritual awareness, which is your new beginning. If you remember, they did mention Alpha and Omega, the Bull and the Star of Venus, which is the very first card. I love how cards flow together like that. It's just, it always ends up perfect.
Right.
All right, so let's see. I mean, there's no such thing as coincidence. That's all I'm saying.
Right? I believe that, too. Everything happens for a reason.
All right. And I've got the flowers for this, and these are very positive, feminine feelings. Sometimes when I pull another plant card, they definitely represent plants in nature. And I pulled the key. So your happiness is going to be the key to your soul quest. And when you are at your moments, when you're happy most, you'll find that you are actually healing. Okay? And that's going to be healing for yourself and healing for other people. The more you heal other people, the more you heal yourself. That's what these cards are really about. It's all about self-healing and then healing for others. Heart is about self. Soul is for others, which I think is pretty cool. So do you have any questions about your reading?
Yeah, a few. Like my husband, you know, he's in a place right now where he can't get out, and he's feeling like I'm out here by myself, and I'm sad and lonely, and maybe I'd be better off just finding somebody else. And I'm telling him, no, I'm not going to do that. But I love him, and I'm here for him. We're going to get through this together.
Aww. That's so cute. So you're wondering about, I don't know where your question is about that, because it sounds pretty darn
okay.
Sounds really
does it mean that I'm going to help him to get through this?
Let's see. I think I'm going to pull, which card do I want to pull for this? We're going to do heart. Okay, so you, okay, I think so. And I actually pulled, it's a card called Jod. And what it has to deal with is your sacral chakra. So I have a feeling it has something to do with sex, okay? And I have a feeling that maybe you can show him through intimate feelings and be like, listen, you know, I am here, you know. Intimate moments, they're really deep. They really help you to connect to that person. And, I mean, maybe that's what he is lacking. You understand, and maybe that's what he's missing. I mean, he's a guy. Guys need sex. Okay. It happens. That's how they're built. They're meant to, you know, leave their seed in many places. Well, no, not many places. Excuse me. Sorry.
Right, I hear you. I'm
talking about the Montel thing right now. Sorry. But, let's see. I think that's just one thing that's really, really predominant. I think you can feel it, too, honestly.
Yeah.
And it's, I have a feeling that
for him.
I pulled the cross, which is destiny. And so I think that you definitely are destined to be together. It's just, of course, time is a hard thing to overcome, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pull one more just on top of that just to see. Yeah, okay. And then I pulled... Ooh, all right. and I pulled the money card. So I think that that'll be like the next big maybe worry or something like that is wherever he is. And maybe he's worrying about money wherever he is. And
yeah, bond hearing's coming up.
What's that?
A bond hearing is coming up.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Hmm. Is that when you're going to see him?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I think you guys should get it on as soon as you see him. I'm just going to be, I'm going to be blatantly obvious about it. And that's just what I'm saying. So take advantage of that. It'll be good. Don't you even worry. So do you want to know any more about that? Do you want to keep going? Do you want to know any more questions about your relationship? Do you have any other questions? Anything that you want
to... Do you see him getting out of this mess?
Let's see. Do you mind if I ask what the mess is, or can I guess?
Go ahead and guess.
okay, is he in jail?
Yes.
Okay. Just wondering. Okay, well, I pulled the lily, which is things blossoming, and so let's see what is going to blossom into. Okay, and I pulled another flower, which is very positive, good feelings. I think it's going to be, it's definitely very positive. It feels like he's going to get out of it. It really does. And what's going to result? Oh, my gosh. Okay, there's something going on. I just pulled all three plant cards, okay, all in a row. The lily, the flowers, and the tree. So
Wow. These
are all very good things. Just have faith. I think what it's trying to tell you is have faith in nature. Have faith in Mother Earth that all balance will be okay and restored, and that these are very positive and wise things that are happening, and they're going to help you to grow together, okay? And growing together is the perfect way to help sustain a relationship. When you go through any kind of trial or tribulation, and you can move past it, you grow together, and you become closer and stronger, and that's a strong bond, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Can I tell you about a dream I had?
Absolutely.
Okay. I've been having this dream, and it happened like 3 times in a row, and it's the jail calling me, telling me that he's been released, and can I come get him? And I no sooner hang up, and this detective that started this whole thing calls me up and says he made a mistake, and he's really sorry, and he hopes that I forgive him. And I hang up the phone, and then I wake up.
Wow, that's intense.
Right.
It
happened to me again last night. I slept for maybe an hour, and it woke me up.
Wow, that's crazy. Your dreams are totally playing with you right now, and they're driving you nuts.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, but they're so true, though. They're very true. And it definitely, oh, my gosh. I pulled a card for the dream, and I got the fox, which that's how I knew they were driving you nuts. But definitely the man is coming back, though. Obviously, it's about a man. And he's returning
right back.
I pulled the man, and then I'll pull one more. Oh, yeah. And then I pulled the star, which is dreams coming true. Isn't that ironic? Dreams coming true. Look at that.
Yes.
So funny. Oh, my gosh. I love these cards. I'm so excited I got them.
Right?
Feels good. All right. Well, good deal. Do you have any more questions? Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Very cool. Well, all right. I hope this helped. I hope you got some clarification about all that you're in question. I mean, you truly know deep down inside, but it's really nice to have somebody to be able to connect with you and to tell you what's up and not even knowing
where you're. I've been looking for you, too. I've been like, where's the dream teacher at? I don't see him, so I followed you.
I am very mysterious. I'm hard to find sometimes.
Yeah.
But that just helps
me
to...
You sent me an email.
What's that?
You sent me an email telling me when your show was going to be on again.
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah, it does that automatically. Thank God. I would not be able to remember who to send emails to.
Right? Right?
I'd be so disheveled. I'd be like, oh, no, oh, no. So. All right, dear. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Let me know the news about what's going on with your man, and let me know when he gets out, because I can't wait to hear about it. I think it's coming soon.
Okay.
So let me know.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye. Aw. That's interesting. Okie dokie. So, that was an interesting show. I'm really glad that I could help people, talk to people, etc. Already 4 minutes left. That was a pretty fast show, if I do say so myself. What do I want to do? Let's see. I want to play a song just to end it out and bring everybody's vibration up. So, thank God. This is a good show. I'm glad that you guys are all here to share in this co-creative holographic image of heart and soul healing. Again, if you want to contact me personally, you know, talk to me, my email is thedreamteacher@gmail.com. Also, if you want to schedule a session with me, a personal session, obviously, you see, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you completely, 100%, whenever you need. You can contact me at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And my extension is 039-68444. Also, if you want to just go to my direct site on Keen and check it out, it's www.keen.com/thedreamteacher and then TDT. In case you didn't notice, the acronym TDT is Dream Teacher. I've had a couple people in a state of confusion about that. So, oh, all right, I'm already signed in. Look at that. I'm just going to paste it in the chat room just in case you guys want to save it or if you wanted to mark it as a favorite or anything like that. Hang on 1 second. Yeah, Long Hair Chick did tell me to ask if he was in jail, but I mean, I had my own suspicions. I wasn't going to say it, and then Long Hair Chick picked up on it, and I was like, okay, I might as well say it now. So that's why I asked if you wanted me to guess, because I didn't know if you wanted me to say that on the air or anything to you. So, sorry about that. Anyways, here is my site. Maybe. Okay, cool. You can go there, add me, let me be your advisor. You can just sign up for me, and I can send you special promotions and offers if you sign up with me and become one of my customers. And then we can, you know, go from there. I'll send you special offers, things that I do, if I do email readings, if I send you free minutes or, like, free, a bunch of stuff. So it would be a good idea to jump on there and become one of my customers. All right, well, thank you guys so much again for joining me. And I hope you all have an amazing, beautiful night. Again, take care, and of course, have beautiful, sweet dreams.